Maybe some of you are new students starting this term, then you may not know about this, but for the rest who are familiar with Singapore, National Day is 17 days time, right? And so this is the time when you hear a song like this, home. Definitely very nostalgic. And are there new students?
Yes.
Yeah, so August 9th is our National Day, 17 days time, so you can get to enjoy a piece of Singapore culture, right? Experience Singapore culture. I think highlight on that day will be the National Day Parade. And in the build up to 9th August, you will hear a lot of songs like this, like and others. But all these are after my time. Okay. When I was a student, we don't have this kind of this song, so I actually don't know most of the songs. But it's a, I felt this song like very close to Psalm 84, isn't it? Yearning for home. When you are not where you want to be, there is a longing. When you're far away from home, I guess this song is written by Dick Lee, like one of our famous Singapore composer. I guess he's thinking of someone who may not be far from Singapore, living or working in another place, thinking of home. And when you're far away from home, you long for home. And if you are not where you want to be, whether it's in your career, your ministry, as a student, your student life here, like, great, it's not where you want it to be, you long to be there, right? There's always a longing. So Psalm 84 is a psalm, right, expressing the kind of longing, longing for God. The psalmist is not where he wants to be, which is at God's temple, place of worship of God. Because for them, the place of worship is where God's presence is. And so he says, how lovely is your dwelling place, referring to the temple. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. See, he's not able to be there to worship God, physically there, to be in the presence of God. And for this, and his yearning for God is so deep, right? So intense that it's almost on the point of fainting. Have you ever yearned for something that's so deep and intense? For example, if you are like making your way home after work, where you are after a very tiring day, you are in a dead beat and you are really dying of thirst and you're making your way home, right? So you yearn to reach home, right? That's to the point of fainting. But why? Why this yearning? Because in verse 10, Psalmist says, one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. That's why he has this yearning. And he said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than live in the tents of the wicked. What a claim. Can we make such a claim? One day in God's house is better than a thousand anywhere else. That means, you know, nothing beats being with God. And verses 4 and 5, it says, blessed are those who find a home in God's house. Blessed are those whose strength is God. Why? Then he gave the answer at the end of the psalm. In verse 11, he said, because the Lord God is a sun and shield. God is the protector. And God bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Life is better with God, because God is the source of warmth and protection. Furthermore, God withholds nothing to those who walk uprightly. The Psalm 84 is a psalm of longing, longing for fellowship with God, communion with God. He envies those who can be in the house of God all the time. First thing he envies, those birds, so free that they can just fly to the house of God and even build their nest there. He envies these birds who can be 24/7 in the house of God, which he cannot. And so if any people who can be like those birds, who can dwell in the house of the Lord, that's a blessing, right? Blessed are those who dwell in the house of the Lord. And all this reflects his deep yearning. That's to the point of waiting for God. A longing and yearning for God. That's something we want to have as well. Especially when we are not where we want to be. And definitely the only place that we really want to be. So, and then this next section, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. So the psalmist thought goes on to the journey to the place he wants to be. You need to make your way there, then physically. For the vast majority, and including the psalmist himself, they don't have the privilege of living in the house of God, like first do. They will need to make the pilgrimage, the journey each time. Now we do. I really don't know this psalmist why he's getting all his activity out of God. Maybe he's confined or restrained somewhere and he's not allowed to go out, cannot. So he missed his time, right? It's perhaps when you think about time, COVID time, you cannot go to church, something like that. Or perhaps it's simply not his time to go, right? Because you don't go to the temple every day. Well, majority of Jews, they go there 3 times a year. So it's just not planned yet. So he's missing it already. Well, the journey to God is not smooth path. They have to make that journey a long walk through the weather, even through dry terrain, which you mentioned, like the valley of Baca. So, but the strength for the journey comes from the Lord. He said, blessed are those whose strength is you, whose heart is set on making that pilgrimage. Reach right, the presence of God in the temple. So the strength for the journey comes from the Lord. The pilgrim will go from strength to strength till they reach the place, the temple, and appear before God in Zion. That motivates them, that drives them, that they can find strength simply by looking forward to the time of being with God, in God's presence. So the journey is one of anticipation, right? As they get nearer and nearer, the strength increases, right? Getting nearer, reaching the ready, you know, simply and excited about the thought of coming into appearing before God. So that is helps them, right? Going from strength to strength as they get nearer and nearer, finally reach where they want to be, worshiping God in His house. And the valley of Baca mentioned in the middle of the psalm says that it's really a dry place, right? And it represents that life is difficult for us in our journey. That life is difficult. And but when we walk through those valleys, we can learn from the psalm that what we need to do is to get to the place that we really need to be. Even when we are going through the valley of Baca, I'll see that you are making that pilgrimage to the God inside, to appear before the God inside. So for us, simply means as we face these difficult times in life, where we want to be is the presence of God in our personal union, connection with God, isn't it? Like, we don't have to go to a temple, but we know. For us, the presence of God is anytime, anywhere, actually. It's a matter of the heart, whether you are drawing to God's presence or not. So, finally, the conclusion, we finally come to reach the place, right? In the presence of God, right? The conclusion for the longing of God is that nothing is better when you reach to realize this God that I'm going to, right? Even the best of things, the best job, the best place to be, even the best of these things cannot compare. It becomes miserable slavery in comparison with the measurable privilege of coming before our God. So that's why the psalmist would say that a day in your court is better than 1,000 elsewhere, because God is so great. It's just nothing compares to coming into presence with this great almighty God. And notice the character of God that's reflected in this psalm. In verse 1, he addresses God, Lord Almighty. Verse 2, the living God. Verse 3, my King and my God. Verse 8, God of Jacob, which means the covenant faithful God. And God, and verse 10, he described God as the sun and the shield. The God who bestows favor and honor upon those who walk, this walk is upright before him. And we can expect blessings of grace, glory, and goodness. I think some translation has it as favor. Grace is God's favor. Honor, the glory of God is given. And goodness, all good things. No good things will be withheld from us who walk uprightly before him. So all this comes down to one thing. Verse 12, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. This trusting God. Trusting God to believe that the best place to be is in his presence. Even in life, we find that we are not in the place that we want to ultimate best place to be in God's presence. And for us, is that our personal connection, communion with God. So when we are not at the place we want to be, seminary students, right? One of the experiences, we're so busy or tied down with study, assignment, exam, and also seminary life, chapel, a lot of things, right? Sometimes all these good activities, we may even feel further from God because we are so busy. And that's one experience, some, I believe, social ones in the seminary. We have that, right? And we keep, sometimes we feel guilty, or we keep asking them, why? I'm at that seminary, you know, God should be here, but yeah, I feel so far from God. I think that's exactly what it is. It's that helps us, that sometimes we are not in the place where we really want to be because of the pressure to perform in our studies. So, and in life too, we often find ourselves not where we want to be. When we are in ministry, church, quite often, right, we compare other people. Sometimes we wish, hey, I wish my ministry is that successful, that much. You know, and it's not where we want to be. We need to come to God. But most importantly is to come, long for God rather than, you know, those things that we want to be at. So Psalm 84 help us to refocus. Really, the only place we need to be is God's presence. And when we are in those times, we trust that we will recall at this psalm. Come back to this psalm, you know, because it says that blessed, how lovely is your dwelling place. And that's really the place that we want to be. And we will find that comfort and strength, and God's blessing in that place. So let us cry out, as we consider this psalm. When you have the opportunity to meditate on this psalm, let us cry out to God, right, to melt our hearts and show us what it is like to delight in knowing him and being with him, right? And as the final verse of the psalm reminds us, it is only those who will trust God, believe the upright life, who will receive God's blessing of his favor, his honor, and all good things he will not withhold. So all else fails in the light of God's presence. And we ask ourselves, does my soul long for the presence of God? And may our prayer be in my life. May our prayer to the Lord be, make my life